Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 29th. Happy Saturday, the last Saturday in June. Many from our family mission trip are coming back today, so please pray for safety. And we continue on in this trek through the book of Acts. We have a companion scripture today as well from 2 Timothy. But first, we'll read from Acts chapter 14, starting in verse 19, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day, he and Barnabas left for Derbe. They preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came into Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. Before we move on, I just want to think for a second on this first missionary journey. Remember, they started out in Antioch in Syria, and then they ended up again in Antioch. They saw a lot of people in the different areas come to faith in Iconium and Lystra and Derbe, in Perga, Attalia, all the different places. But they also encountered many hardships, and there were many who were in opposition to the faith. And so they are wrestling with this before the brothers when they recount to them what has happened. Look at verse 22. It says, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." And so in that moment, they were trying to strengthen the disciples and encourage them to remain true to the faith. And that is an encouragement to us today as well. Now, the companion scripture that we're going to read is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 10 and going through verse 17. This is Paul talking to Timothy about his experiences on his missionary journeys. "You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I'm not sure how encouraging this final charge to Timothy is. Basically, Paul says that when you live a godly life, you will be persecuted. Now, there's definitely different degrees of persecution out there. But we know, don't we, that when we decide to follow Jesus, sometimes that bucks up against the culture. And so I just want to encourage you today that the Lord will be with you, that he has given you his word to help you, and that he has called you to be his servant. One of my favorite passages of Scripture reminds us of this truth. Hebrews chapter 13, starting in verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And so we may not consider ourselves to be like Paul, but we do have a mission field before us today. As my mom would say, each of us is a missionary if we follow in Jesus's footsteps. So I just want to encourage you that we can pray that God will equip us for doing his will. It is Saturday, so we want to be praying alongside the nations. And if you were able to listen to yesterday's podcast, you heard Mr. Ed Steele talk about his missionary journeys to Cuba. So we want to be praying alongside the brothers and sisters in Cuba today. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it continues to go forth. We pray especially for those who are in Cuba, the believers, that the churches would thrive in this time. We also pray, Lord, for the difficulties related to the government, that you would continue to make Cuba a peaceful place, and would you make it a prosperous place with your spirit, and also with medicine and food and daily provisions for those who are in need. Bless Ed and others who go to minister to the people of Cuba. And Lord, help us to continue in prayer for them so that your kingdom continues to go forward. In Jesus' name, amen.